So, everybody else mute your phones.
And make sure you mute them, during the meditation and the channeling session, because that's really important.
Yeah. Okay. Catherine, are you ready?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Saint Germain's prayer of protection. I welcome you, beloved family, to this perfect, infinite moment. I hope you have settled yourself into a comfortable seated or lying down position in your beautiful sacred space filled with love. Now visualize yourself holding up your sides. This is the diameter of your pillar of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment forward. Now visualize beloved Master Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your pillar of light. Feel the love, the power, and the purity all around you. And breathe it in. The violet flame consumes and transmutes all past and present mistakes, known and unknown, seen and unseen. Right here, see, from the beginning of time till now, it frees you from all negative vibrations. Now see the violet flame outside your pillar of light for added protection. Now we call upon beloved Archangel Michael in the sword of blue flame, this brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. He offers it to you and you feel how it fits in your hands perfectly and it's balanced. Bring it into your heart, bring it to your heart chakra. Now set your intention. Now raise it up and swing it around your head and then down around your entire body and under your feet 2 times. Feel how you've cleared yourself by cutting yourself free. Now this includes any discordant entity that may have attached themselves to you unknowingly. Now we lovingly release them into the golden white light of Source. See the violet flame. See how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. Now take a moment. Look down your pillow. It is bottomless. It continues down into.
Hey, somebody needs to mute their phone.
Yeah.
Can't believe that. Try again, Catherine, to the end.
Now take a moment. Now take a moment. Look down your pillar of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you and see your pillar of light. It is never ending, reaching high in the heavens and connects you to the central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved I Am Presence, for this pillar of light, which keeps me invincible, invisible, and invulnerable to all negative vibrations, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And I thank thee. It is done. It is complete. and it is manifested. In God's most holy name, I am that I am.
Now, remaining in your tube of protective white light, just focus on your breathing for a moment, taking several deep breaths, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, in a rhythmic and gentle fashion. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go. As you take a deep breath, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. As you take another deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. Again, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and your chakra centers and visualize all of the 9 chakra centers that have become reactivated, activated and reactivated within you. As you focus on the chakras and the alignment along the spinal cord, starting from just below your feet with the Earth Star Chakra, all the way up through all of the chakra centers till you get to just above your head, the Soul Star Chakra. And see all of the colors and their respective intensity, brilliant intensity within each of those colors. And know that as you raise the intensity of the colors, you raise the vibration in each of the chakra centers. So starting from the bottom, deep dark earth brown, that's your the next chakra being at the root chakra, the base of your spine, red. Then moving up orange and yellow. Your heart center, deep blue green. Just above your heart center, the high heart center, which has become reactivated, magenta. Throat area chakra, sky blue. The third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. Crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. See all of the chakras now in their brilliant intensity in the colors and the resulting higher vibration within each. And know that as you raise the vibration within each chakra, raises the vibration within your entire etheric body, your astral body, and your physical body as well. So you may even begin to feel a tingling in your physical body, around the extremities of your body, or wherever it might be, along the spinal cord. But now also, at the same time, visualize your violet flame. The flame that flickers within everyone, but see it now becoming brighter and brighter, a violet flame as it begins to expand and engulfs your entire body, your entire physical body, astral and etheric body. Your astral and etheric body are still at this point still within your physical body, as you have likely not left your physical form yet. If you have, though, that is okay as well. Just see your violet flame now expanding and growing, engulfing your entire body and see it purging out all the old programming, that is no longer needed, to forget, to move beyond the programming. The programming that holds the old memories. See it all being washed away or burnt away, purged away, so that all that is left is just the embers and the new growth beginning, the new programming beginning. See the new programming beginning within you. Know that it is happening. It is happening in every moment, the new programming. The old programming is going away. The new programming is beginning. The new programming that is at higher vibrational frequency, higher dimensional frequency. All of this is happening just as it needs to, just as it must happen for you to continue to evolve and move on in your life experiences. Just let it all happen. Old programming burning away, new programming coming in, just as new growth happens after a fire. And now see that violet flame expanding and growing beyond your physical form, further and further out to encompass whatever area you are in, a house, a building, wherever it is, you're outside, all around you. And expanding and growing and continuing to expand. And at the same time now, let yourself fly out, right out through the top of your head, through your soul star chakra as your Merkaba light vehicle, your light body. Let yourself just expand and grow past your physical body. See your physical body falling behind, and at the same time, the violet flame expanding and growing. Get both perspectives now as you continue to rise up beyond your physical form, seeing your physical form falling below you and seeing the violet flame continue to expand the town, the village, the city, the state, the country, all across the oceans. And as you rise up higher from your physical form, leaving it below you, rising up to your point above the Earth's atmosphere, and you can look back down and watch the violet flame expanding all across the entire planet, creating new programming for the entire planet, new consciousness, mixing in with the waves of energy that have been coming in, wave after wave after wave, all in the process of raising consciousness, raising vibration. This is a process. But it is a process that is ongoing and continuing and is coming to a point where it's going to reach a crescendo. See that crescendo happening now. See the violet flame spreading, expanding, engulfing the entire Earth. And at the same time, the waves of energy spreading across the planet. The waves of higher light, higher gamma light coming into the planet. Raising vibration, the planet, the solar system, the galaxy even, moving into other areas of the universe where there is more light, there is more higher energy. All is expanding, all is growing, all is becoming more than it was before and the moment before, and the next moment it becomes more. This is how evolution happens. This is how life continues to move on, continues to evolve. Now, see life everywhere. In your visualization now, create the new reality, the new movie, if you will, the new reality, no longer the illusion, but the new reality that you are creating right now in this moment. And see that moment expanding and growing to become the vision that you want it to be, that you want it to be. See that vision, however it would be. If you want to see ships landing, If you want to see people connecting everywhere, see people connecting. See the end of the old, the end of the old illusion, the violet flame burning out all of the old 3D illusion that is no longer needed. It was needed for a time, but that time has passed. Now you are in the moment and only this moment. And this moment is bringing on the new reality of the next moment and the next moment after that. You are the creative source spreading across the planet. Be that creative source now. Be the creator and the created all at the same time. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back. Keep that expression though, that visualization, that image, that dream even, if you will. Keep it in your mind, keep it in your heart. Know that you can create this vision anytime you want to. Anytime you want to create a new reality for yourself and all of mankind, you can do that in the moment. So find your way back now to your physical form, bringing your astral and etheric body back in. As you come back in, though, feel light within you. Feel light spreading through your entire physical form. Light filaments moving into every area of your body. Your body literally filling with light. You are light. You are the light. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Saint Germain, and I come to be with you at this time in these moments that continue to evolve and change and bring on the next moment and the next moment after that. And it is a continuing process that never ends. This process that you are in, this ascension process right now, never ends. Yes, you will ascend. You will move through fully through the ascension process and come to that point where you ascend. But what do you ascend to? You ascend to the next level. But then there is another level after that, and another level, and another level. It is a continuing journey, never ending. Never ending until you reach the Godhead once again, the God source. And you fully and completely realize that you are that God source. But for the time now, just see things not as they are within the illusion, but as you want them to be, as you are creating them to be. Know that the cabal, the dark forces, are coming to the end of their reign. They cannot stop what is coming, even though they are going to continue to try. They are going to continue to bring up another part of their plan. But the next part of their plan may be the last one that they come to, maybe their final gasp. It is as if their ship has sailed. And as it is sailing, it will be destroyed because it cannot sustain itself within the higher vibrational frequencies. You yourselves are able to sustain yourself in those higher frequencies because you have been raising your vibration, unlike those of the forces of darkness that continue to hold the vibration low within themselves and attempt to hold it low for everyone else. Through fear and anger and all the despair,
They attempt to hold everyone to that, but they are losing the grasp of that. And more people are pulling away from that grasp. They reach out, try to hold you back, but you are pulling away further and further. You, being the collective you, the collective consciousness of man, is pulling away from their grasp. So think about that. Know that that is what is occurring and will continue to happen as life continues to evolve and revolve around the experiences that everyone is going through now. And yes, indeed, look at this as a movie or a long-running TV series, as was brought up in your discussion. A long-running TV series that is never ending. Although it shall come to an end at some point, it just seems like at this time it is never ending. But it will come to an end. And then a new beginning. In a sense, you create the new TV series, the series that you want to have, the series that has love and life and laughter and joy and no more fear, no more anger, no more despair. That is the old ways. That is what you had when you were comfortable within that comfort zone of yours. But you are no longer comfortable in that. You have pulled away from that comfort zone and creating a new comfort zone for yourselves. Do people want to be comfortable? Yes, of course they do. But people also have to know that they have to grasp for change in their lives and allow for change. And change, my friends, is indeed upon you now. Change that will come to a point where it will reach that crescendo that has been spoken of so many times, the cusp, reaching the end, however you want to see it, the end of the movie or the end of this TV series. It is coming. You are in that process right now. And all of you are needed at this point to be the ones that bring the truth forward in whatever way that you can. I know that we continue to speak about this over and over and over, about spreading the truth, but that is what you came here for. That is what you all came to do, to find the truth first within yourself, to remember within yourself who you are, and then to, as you can, spread the truth to anyone and everyone that will be ready to listen. And if they are not ready to listen, move on. Indeed, your discussion, forgive, forget, and move on, is so important at this point. That is what you must continue to do. Forgive yourself, forgive others for anything they might have done to you, and then forget. Forget the past. Forget it. Let it go. However you need to work with that to come to the point where you are now in the moment, in the every given moment moving forward. And then when you do that, you are letting go. You are moving on to the next chapter within your movie or your TV series or your book, whatever way you want to look at it. But it is your creation now, not the creation of those of the forces of darkness that attempted to hold you to their creation. No longer your creation now. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you would continue to let go of the old programming and embrace the new programming that is moving within you now at this moment. Om.
Mani Padme Om, Om, Mani Padme Om, Om, Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here. Shoshana is here, and we are ready to continue with this program, then working with you and bringing you forward into a higher level of consciousness. And my goodness, what a higher level of consciousness you are all moving in just listening to your discussion earlier and where you are all at this point. It is miraculous. It is wonderful how far you have moved in just a short period of time. A short period of time being years, yes, but to us that is certainly a short period of time. Maybe not so much for you, but it is a continuing process that you are all in and moving through, and you are doing wonderfully as you continue to have these discussions as you do. It is so important, these discussions, because it helps. It helps all of you to come to the point, not where each and every one is, you do not have to be the same as the other, but have a like mind and a like heart, and more realize that you are indeed in the given moment, and that you are creating every moment in front of you, and therefore creating your future as you continue to move along here. We are ready for your questions, if you have them. Would there be any questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
I think it's Archangel Michael a couple of weeks ago said something to the effect that the dark ones would not go back to he said forever separated from the light of God or Source. I thought we were all eventually going to end up together, even if you were on the dark side.
What we are speaking of here is the merging with the light or being consumed by the light. And those that will not go into the light and be with the light will be consumed by it, by their own darkness. They will let their own darkness consume them and not allow the light to come in. You see? Does this make sense to you?
So that there won't be anything left of them?
They will be not destroyed, and nothing, energy can never be created nor destroyed, but they will be consumed, we will say, and what is the word we are looking for here?
Recreated.
Recreated, yes, you could look at it that way. Yes, that works.
Okay.
They will go back to the beginning, we will say here, and start over. And have an opportunity to come forward and do it all over again. There is never any loss, though. No one is ever lost. They are just recapitulated here. Not understand if that is the right word here. But yes.
We can share.
Yes,
constituted.
Please. Yes,
okay.
Better word here. Yes, very good.
We will give example here. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
When you find an apple that is rotten and you throw it away, what happens to the apple? It
decomposes.
It decomposes, and potentially the seeds of that apple grow another tree. Grow another creature, another being. So you see, when you have a rotten apple, you don't wish to consume it, but it has parts that will rejuvenate and become another thing, you see. That is what happens. Namaste.
Yes, very good. Very simple analogy there. Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Would there be other questions here?
If nobody has one, I have another question. It's I don't think it's personal. I think it does pertain to everybody, even though it was my dream, which was just a quick glimpse of going on to a highway. I felt I was going on to an underpass in a car, and I was just ready to go, and I was excited, and that seems pretty obvious. But I'm curious, because in the other cars, it seemed to be other seemed to be young women, and I just wondered what the significance of me and some other young women. I'm not young, but they were heading on to a, you know, a new path to the right.
Yes, and we would say here that whenever you have dreams of this nature, those other people, those other beings, those other women, as you are saying here, are parts of yourself. And they are parts of yourselves that are moving on, that are not holding back as other parts of yourself might be. These ones are moving ahead. There is much more to your dream than you are not saying, or maybe you did not remember. But you would find that it is all about moving forward, moving on to the next level, the next stage of your evolvement here. And Shoshana may have more specifics.
We do not.
Very good.
Thank you.
Would there be other questions here?
Yes, this brings up a good point I was thinking about. So at times we've been told about, you know, this may have this meaning, a dream may have that meaning. At other times we've been told that our dreams are really legitimate experiences. In other words, we're going and we're having a life out in that other reality or whatever. So my question is, to understand this a little more fully, because I don't think every experience I have in my, every single experience, you know, I'm having in my life is, you know, okay, here's the deep meaning to this or something like that. Does every dream have some kind of deep lesson or meaning it's giving us? Or is some of it just like the sheer experience of it?
If you look at your dream state as a different reality that you are experiencing at that moment, then it has a meaning to you if you come back and remember it and all of that. And if you do not remember it, it still has a process within you that continues to bring meaning for you in your life, even though you may not be conscious of it. But also understand that as you are experiencing whatever it is, and again, it is a completely different reality that you are going through, and a way for you to experience things at that reality that you are not able to at this reality. So it is as if you are in two realities at the same time and gaining experience from both of them, you see? And even multi-dimensional beyond that. But that is another more complicated thing to look at here. And Shoshana, do you have something you had here?
We will add here. May we offer our perspective, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, the dream state is mostly misunderstood. It is a reality. It is another plane of existence. It is a series of experiences. And in that state, the experiences that you have are often not clear, misunderstood, not put together, but they impact your life in your waking state. And often the dreams that you have are offering messages to you. And it is up to you to decipher those messages. That is what is difficult. That is why it has been often recommended by many to keep a journal, to keep a dream journal. Because if you keep a dream journal, which many do not wish to do that, they do not have the discipline to do that, because you must record your dream within seconds of awakening, and this might be at 3 o'clock in the morning. But if you keep a dream journal, you will begin to see the message clearly emerge for you. It is just as if you are having a life and all of the experiences that you have in this life strung together have another meaning altogether and show you something that you may not have seen in the moment of one experiences or two experiences, but 10 experiences strung together will give you a clearer picture, you see. So we suggest that if you are serious about understanding your dream state, your experiences within the dream, that you begin to record them, and you will be able then to see something emerge that you haven't seen before. Namaste.
Okay, can I ask a follow-up?
Yes.
In the recording, so I'm not necessarily looking for the meaning in that moment. I'm just recording it and then seeing what comes to me over time. Because I know we can want to look at the meaning and we can want to analyze it and figure it out and all that. But I think I hear what you're saying is maybe just letting it all kind of be and then seeing what comes to me naturally. Is that correct?
Yes, dear sister, that is exactly what we mean. It is just as if you are having experiences in your waking state and you are not sure what those experiences represent until much later when you have another and another and another and you go, oh, this is the pattern that I see. So yes, resist analyzing. Resist that,
yeah.
Because that is just... That is the monkey mind trying to make sense of something, and it may never be able to do that. But if you do record these dreams and you go back and ponder them and meditate upon them, you will see a picture forming. Does this make sense?
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, because that, I think I was in the worry or the concern about analyzing it to death. But that makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much.
Yes, namaste.
Very good. Are there any other further questions here?
Yes, please.
Yes.
So, I am aware that each one of us experience different physical sensations as part of our expansion. And so, I am asking for another perspective of what I've been experiencing. My scalp, right the birth spot where it's open in the skull, in that area, it's been itching and itching and itching like crazy. And there's nothing physical going on with the scalp. And it's just, it's intermittent. And I find that very interesting. It's not disturbing in any way, shape, or form. It's just I'm going about my day and then I'm reaching up and scratching my head. And so I'm open to hear a different perspective of what's going on. And along with that, I'm not noticing with my skull that the plates in my skull, they're sometimes one side is protruding, the other is not, and then it shifts. And so this all seems related in some way, shape, or form. And I'm asking for a deeper perspective for our understanding. Thank you.
As we look at this, and we will look at this in terms of not only you who is asking this, but everyone who is on this call that may be experiencing various issues or feelings or tendencies within their body that may be a little bit different than what they were used to. And this is an indication of higher vibrational frequency coming into you, light coming into you. DNA processes occurring within you. It is all what we would say a good thing here. Again, speaking to the whole here, not just to this one. And what are called ascension symptoms, DNA downloading, these kinds of things. It is all a continuing process. We are not going to be specific about this particular thing, though perhaps Shoshana would be. We are going to look at it in a general fashion here. Okay, Shoshana, though,
we do not have specifics to share here. We agree with your perspective, one who serves namaste.
Very good. Would there be any other questions here? Then we are ready to release channel. Shoshana, do you have parting message here?
We do not.
Very good. Then we just say here to continue to indeed, as you said in your discussion earlier, forgive, forget, and move on. It is very important, especially in these moments now that are here right now and the ones that are coming to you. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.